Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. It's September 8th, Monday night, and it's 8 o'clock. Wow. Monday the 8th to 8 o'clock. I guess that happens every month or every other month. I don't know, but welcome, everybody. We have five users so far in the chat room, and I usually wait until it's in the teens before I kind of start answering the questions. Everybody can get a benefit from seeing what other people write in the chat room or even ask questions. I have found parallels and very interesting coincidences that people who ask one question, there seem to be other people in the chat room who ask the same kind of question. Also, I've been trying to be more spontaneous. I ask the universe before each show. I say maybe 4 or 5 o'clock, I start saying, show me something that would be of interest for those people in the chat room tonight. And I always start out with a topic, and I kind of use it as fillers between the questions. And I think someone's already asked a question. Tom has already asked a question, so I want to make sure that you in the chat room have time to kind of get to questions. And do me a favor. I was looking, and Tom did write his question for me. Do me a favor, if you start out with caps, then I'll know that you have a thought you want to ask me. And the guest call-in number, 347-205-9071. And as far as I know from everybody get to me here, it should be toll-free for you. So no matter where in the United States you're calling from, it is toll-free. Anyway, a couple things. I would like to have a courtesy. Someone got to me last week and said that they had gotten into the room later and I didn't answer the question. No harm, no foul, no harm. But I need to think of new parameters for you. Tom, I'm going to answer your question, but I would like to ask those of you who ask me multiple questions, be patient, because I need to start paying attention to all the people in the chat room and not answer the same groups of people over and over. And don't have hard feelings that someone who came in late last time didn't get an answer to a question they had typed in. So I've got to limit it to one until everybody can answer me a question or call in. And then I can go back and start asking questions again. So pay attention. We have 13 at the moment who popped in the room really quick. And all you friends of mine, hello, hello, everybody. There are no callers. And Tom, I know that you already have a question, but I would like to spend a couple of minutes bringing up a topic that's dear to my heart as of recently. Months back, I had a gal in May 19th. Her name is Amy, and her son, they live in Virginia, started having bad dreams, not sleeping through the night, very agitated, angry that his mommy and daddy didn't believe that he's anxious and upset that he had died in a car accident, left a woman, but what upset him is that he left a child. If you can remember, and I've brought this up before, but I'm coming to a reason to bring it up again. Yesterday's Children, Jane Seymour, made for television movie. And, of course, I have anything on metaphysical genre I'm going to look at. And it was a very interesting movie because it's based on the true story of a woman living in England who found her offspring from a prior life. Well, tonight, I asked the universe, which I always do, show me something that I need to talk about tonight. So get your pencils out. There was a great movie. It's called Dead Again. And I'm going to look it up. It's May 1991. Emma Thompson played the lead female role, Andy Garcia, and the male lead, who I'm not positive if it was the love interest or the gentleman who ran the antique store, Kenneth, last name is B-R-A-N-A-G-H. And I see I have a call. Hold on to that thought just a minute. Caller 207 area code. What I'd like to know, if you could ask me questions, if you're interested tonight, I would like to know from you chat room people, or people calling in, do you have thoughts or memories of people in your life now where the connection is beyond, not just a love interest or a husband and wife, but those relationships that make no sense, that these people are in your life. In this movie, there's a husband and wife. Wife gets killed in a past life. The husband is put to death on death row, and they've been born again They reversed the roles, so I don't want to ruin it for everybody, but you can rent the movie. Whoa, I just really clicked into that. And everybody knows I've married again. And the husband I have now, he actually told me once that he felt there was a past life connection with us because we just seem to meld and get along very well. And I'm kind of wondering from the audience if you have a question about this, the people in your life, or a question about someone who's in your life and it makes no sense, and see if I can pick it up. I want to get to Tom's question. Tom, you didn't tell me when your mother passed away. And I need to tell you of only who I can see who's in your life. You asked if I can contact your mother, but you didn't ask for what reason or a question. Just because she did have a cancer of the body doesn't mean that that wasn't her chosen path to leave. There is a boxy woman. I call her shorter versus taller. I'm only 5'4 and a half. So she was possibly shorter than I am, boxy. Thin shoulder. As women get older, they thin at the shoulder pads. So she makes me think she had to be older versus younger, 45 to 50 at the minimum. Where's your question here? Somehow I've lost some of the questions. Let me ask you, as a woman, did you have brown hair? Was she not a big, full-figured, a medium to smaller bosom? I see hips that flare out, but not a big tummy. Medium to smaller hands. No bangs on the forehead. Medium brown hair to lighter gold as she got older. Now, she wants this woman who's in next to you now, is in your life. I wouldn't know if it's a mother or a grandmother. Okay, so that's important. I'm trying to figure out where your question is. I seem to have lost your question, but I do believe that is a woman who is a mother figure to you, and she does want the acknowledgement. Okay, hello, Angel Wing. Hello. I see it in some caps. Okay. I want to scroll down. I did lose the question. Tom, at 7 years old, I saw a large triangular craft over our backyard. Wow, that's another show. One of the men I became friends with, Dr. Boyland, out of Northern California, is a UFO expert. And contrary to his wanting to, he does not believe in UFO contact. He was a hypnotherapist and psychologist when he left everything to pursue UFO connections. I'm going to go to area code 207. And who am I talking to?
Hi, Nancy. You're talking to Tom.
Oh, is that you, Tom? Hello. Whom did I describe?
No, this is not the Tom on the chat room. I'm on the chat room, but different Tom.
Oh, well, hello, Tom. And what state are you calling from?
I'm in Maine.
Hello, sir. And that's quite a distance away. What can I do for you tonight?
Well, I was wondering what you can pick up on me. I've had so many things flipping around in my life right now. Everything's up in the air and turned upside down and screwed around backwards. I don't know which way I'm going. I don't know which way I'm headed. I just wanted to know if you could clear things up for me in any way.
Wow, that's like huge.
It is huge.
It is huge. How would you put or formulate a question that I could ask of your soul for you to have better clarity? Tom, have you ever heard the expression, you can't see the trees for the forest, or do I have the other way around? Someone's probably laughing. I got it crooked. I think sometimes...
Yes, I have.
I think there's... I'm not being flippant. I'm really trying to answer your question. Sometimes what you see is distraught and discord. Normally, if your life were more calm, you would only see these are things that need to be taken care of. So I want to say, if you could tell me, what do you feel is the number one thing in your life, unfinished, that you cannot take control of, that's making everything fall out of check for you?
Okay, well, actually, all that I'm going through now is a lot better than I've been going through since the beginning of the year. Things are finally on an upswing. They're looking a little bit better. But the burning question in my heart is, are we going to move? Do we have to move, and where will that be to?
There's two different questions here. Do you want to move, or do you have to move?
Oh, well, we might have to move. Our home is in the process of being foreclosed on for tax sale.
Oh,
gee,
Christmas.
We have a certain amount of time to get up $2,000. And I'm not sure if we're going to get the help we need. We have all our feelers out, and the word is out.
Remember, sometimes I don't know what I'm looking at, and I think there is free will. I do feel like there's a little bit older woman. Now that I'm older, it doesn't seem so old anymore, but I feel like there's somebody connected to you or a woman that can help you, whether you get a good deal on a move. I do see a slight south and then a slight east direction for you. And this woman is light in complexion and hair, as though she may be older with some gray going through it. And I see a connection of someone that can help you with this. I do see a move.
You do
but
see
I feel
a move.
You're gonna have, yes, you're going to have a move, but I feel like you're going to have a little bit of help with the move.
You see, because also, not only we might lose our home, we don't want to lose our home. We'd rather sell it. We really want to get out of here. This,
like I said, I wouldn't know the difference. How can I tell the difference between a sell or foreclosure? I see
yeah.
a move happening, but I wouldn't
okay.
know if it's that or not. I'm so sorry. You know, it's...
That's okay.
Tom, I want to share with something, and then the people in the audience here. What I find amazing is that the most stressful things in our life is sometimes the hardest for intuitives to pick up, and you can appreciate jumping into a river of tapioca. It's almost like you're swimming across, and you can't get it for all the obstacles there. And the same with me. I love tapioca, and that's why I brought it up. And it's like it's so thick in there that sometimes the most important question is the hardest one to answer. But if I share with you, sometimes you have all this going on. You take one day at a time and just, and I'm not being flippant again. Sometimes you have to ask the universe why you're going through it and what's to be shown to you.
I have been.
I know. Slow your time down is what I'm saying. Go
yeah.
slow in your time and say, okay, let's take care of this. And if it's meant to be, I'm dumbfounded. I must have a third of my clients calling with lost jobs or foreclosure. It's really tough. One out of
yeah.
seven people in California are losing their homes.
Right.
One out of seven. That's like... One out of 150 had money problems, but now it's huge. So if I'm wrong in that, I'm always willing to take a correction. But, Tom, let me know in about a month what's happened with you, okay?
I certainly will. It seems like we've done all the legwork, so now we're leaving it to the universe.
Yes, I think that's the only way. Thank you, Tom, for
you
calling.
Know. Thank you, Nancy.
Bye-bye.
Have a good night. Bye.
Mm-hmm. Area code 914. Who's this speaking?
Hi, Nancy. My name is Faiza.
Oh, hello there. And what state are you from?
I'm calling from New York.
Oh, my goodness. Where's that New York accent there? Faiza, what a great
yes.
name. And how can I help you tonight, dear?
Well, I was wondering when I might be due for a breakthrough regarding a children's product that I've been trying to sell. I did a trade show a couple weeks ago, and it was just awful, only because attendance was so poor. So I'm waiting on an answer from an organization as to whether they're going to pick up my line of children's hats or if they're going to decline it. And then the second part involved, you asked something during the earlier part of the show about like a past life connection with someone. And I was told that I do have a past life connection with a young man who I'm currently estranged from. My birthday is March 15th.
Oh, don't tell me. I don't need birthdays. I don't need anything. What and what's this young man? Were you dating him, or what was the connection?
We had a strong attraction, but because there was someone else in the picture, it never really took off. And I experience a lot of synchronicity on a day-to-day basis, and a lot of it pertains to him, like things that just pertain only to him may pop up.
Oh, boy. I know we're not, I need to get going here. Give me the name that people call him.
Mitch.
Mitch, M-I-T-C-H. I want to answer the first question, but because you did ask the past life connection, now remember, I'm giving you what I'm picking up, no matter what anybody else told you. I got a really quick answer for the product. Now, if you have a website, you know I want to promote everybody. There are two people being shown to me. One's a blonde lady or one woman with light hair with multiple colors and strands of color going through it. And the other man I see with really dark hair, kind of a husky looking. I feel like you're going to hear from the company. They're going to negotiate and want to talk to you. It almost felt like within 2 weeks you're going to get some type of new direction. The other one, I'm not sure if it's a lady, feels like she's from a different organization. So I'm not positive which one belongs which, but someone outside of your city area is going to help you kind of market it. Now, getting back to Mitch, your souls are connected, but bear with it. Even though you have a relationship with him in the past, there was actually a fear factor from a past life, and he looked up at you with authority. So one of the reasons, even though he had another woman in his life or you had another man at your time, on some level this man may not be in your life because he has yet to grow to the level of maturity that you had in that life to this life. So he was a person of lower level or a child to you.
Okay, so he's still trying to grow up in this lifetime.
Absolutely.
So
up to the level you are. It's a coming up feeling.
Will he ever do that? I mean, I'm convinced that maybe it was just a big mistake. I don't know why our paths crossed, but...
I don't think there's mistakes. I think he may come and go in your life as even a connection, but he'll be afraid to be in your life, and it could be that he needs to grow up or he doesn't see himself at your level.
He has told me that. He told me once that I was too good for him.
Okay, believe him. That's how he feels.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, Nancy, thank you.
You bet. Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And I see Mrs. Walsh is in the chat room. I have a question. Are new doors opening for you soon? Yes, there are. And there's two opportunities, one soon for you. Funny you see doors. I see white doors. But one of them, you're going to be offered an opportunity. It's up to you to take it. Down the road, you will seek out a new opportunity. Before Jenny says, put your hand out before walking in front of it. Absolutely. Oh, I love you guys. Oh, gosh. There's a lot of hardship coming on around people now. I think there's a wave coming of energy. I hate to call it like that. But as winter comes on, you're going to see people depressed because insecurities, indecision is also harder on people when it gets shorter days. I'm not speaking of myself only, but there are a lot of people who have to have brightness around them. So if you're dealing with hardship, Tom, and all, make sure that you have bright lights, merriment around you. It's really hard, but you'll suffer less from depression. That's really, really hard. Welcome, spirits. I'm in a very emotional and miserable marriage with a very controlled, wow, don't tell me your name, girl, a very controlling man. Do you have any insights to where this marriage is going? Remember, free will, what this is. You've already told me that you want out of the marriage by what you said. I don't think you can do it yet. It's either 2-12 months away that you'll start the 2 months or 12 months away. You either tell him in 2 months and 12 months you make it happen, or 2 months you decide to do it and then 12 months you tell him. You need to do something because I don't know that he has any intention of letting you go. Okay, so let me get the 205 area code. Who's in 205 area code?
Hi, this is Heather. How are you?
Well, hello, Heather. What state are you in?
I'm in Alabama.
Hello, Alabama. You can't
of
stay
all places,
so late.
Huh?
No, you know I love it. I've talked in so many different states in my own practice. I've mentioned, I guess everybody knows my website is nancymats.com. And I talk to so many people in different states. I just love it. Okay, I want to make sure this chat room stays in one spot. Hold it still. Heather, how can I help you tonight?
Well, I just checked in. I see a lovely bunch of crew of people that I normally see on other shows, and they're all wonderful people.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I called in because I seemed I was kind of drawn to your show. I was just wondering if anybody from past lives might be around me and if you could offer anything like that right now. I mean, I know I'm like everybody else. You know, we all are going through our journey and wondering if we're taking the right roads or whatever the case may be. But I think I'm pretty solid right now. I just like to know if
Heather, don't tell me your last name or anything or your username in here, but just give me your age.
42.
Hold on. There's two men in your life or have been that have been in a past life with you. One is a youth, a younger, golden-skinned, light-haired, thin. So he may be a man from your past. He was high energy, busy, long arms and legs. Do you recognize him?
You mean in spirit form or in the present form?
In the present physical form.
In present physical form, have a son that matches that description.
Okay, so he's from a past life. Now, the other man is what I call a blended culture, and it's very, very hard for me to tell culture changes. So bear with me. He looks either Italian, Portuguese, or Spanish blend.
Okay.
And he's thicker man with dark hair. He might have wore his hair short at one time, but as he's grown it out, it's tall on top and not on the sides. He makes me think he's professional. I don't know if it's real estate, accounting, dollars, numbers. Do you recognize him by chance?
No. And I know you probably get frustrated with that because a lot of people go, well, I don't know what you're talking about. And then they have an aha moment after they talk to you. But no, not so much.
Look at this man.
Is this in regards to like a romantic situation or is it like just people that I might have known in my life? Or
this is someone you're going to have to deal with. So this is a past life control thing. I don't know if it's a relationship. Are you married at the moment?
No, but I went through a divorce that was very trying, and I've just come out of, let's say, the dark hole of all that nonsense after a good time.
Him.
I still have to deal with that person due to a custody situation.
Okay, dear, did I describe him?
No, he's not of that, yeah.
Okay, watch for this man, because you have to be upfront and very square with him when he shows up. Makes me think it's either business or an opportunity. I don't know if it is a love relationship. I would allow it to happen because I think you're going to be very attracted. I would, you know, find that you'll have good chemistry with this person. Regardless if it's a love relationship, I can't promise forever. But if I said to you, don't give in or give up your personality. Try to remember.
No, I did
words.
Have a relationship with someone who was actually in that Belize a while ago, from Nepal, and he was dark. But, you know, he looked foreign. You know, of course, he was South Asian, but he wouldn't pass for, you know, Portuguese or anything.
Okay. I'm going to let you go because I've got to get to more phone calls. Look
okay.
How I'm in the 38-minute, so you can download what I said. If you had
okay.
to deal with him, as I said, then that's a past life, and you did break
okay.
up with him. Your son is in your life. This is a love relationship. The man that you had to give up, if it was from Nepal, that was a very difficult past life, and it's finished.
Great.
If it's a man to come, watch for him, because you got to finish it in this life. Don't give in. Don't give up your personality, and don't let him control you. Okay?
Okay. Thank
All
you
right,
so much.
Girl.
I appreciate that.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Let me look at the chat room. It's hard to scroll it real quick, and I appreciate you kids. Not give me too many questions from the same person. Like I said, I got a little note from somebody who was very polite and said, can you kind of monitor because I had a really hot question I wanted to ask. Okay. Let me go through this really quick. Well, the movie Dead Again implied that if you don't fix it last time, you'll come in with not the same situation, but you have to finish. And it was so hard for me to accept the idea of past life in the first place that now that it's coming into my conscious that this is more common all the time, I'm almost looking at everybody who comes to a reading for me, like, what's the tie? Okay, we have area code 678. Who am I talking to?
Anthony.
Oh, there you are. Hello, Anthony.
How are you?
Did you send me that email today?
No. That wasn't.
Okay, so it's somebody else. Anthony, what state are you calling from?
Georgia.
And what can I do for you tonight, sir?
I really just wanted to know about business and relationships, love relationships.
How about if you could narrow it down to one question, unless you have a past life? So remember I said I didn't give fair time to somebody. When you said the word business, I actually see money coming to you. The strength of who you are is coming right to the forefront. You're not going to take up or put up with anymore. You're going to stand your ground and say what's true for you. If it's a business opportunity, don't let someone take it from you. If it's a business opportunity that you need to do, go for it. Are you having a change or development of newness in your business now?
I feel like the change is coming.
Okay. Remember how I word that. Do you work singular or are you as part of a company?
Singular, self-employed.
Okay. That could be what I'm speaking to. You have new money coming your way and growth in your company. But you got to stand your ground and do your business. Don't let someone take it from you or try to cheat you. It's almost like you're such a good guy, people could overrun you. I don't want you to become a bad guy. I'm not saying that. But also, with successful people, carry confidence. Remember that. It doesn't matter what you sell, what you do, or how you do your job, but you stand your ground. Just like I told the lady earlier, don't let someone step in front of you to take your business or step in front of me and tell you anything you shouldn't do. Does that make sense?
Totally.
I think that's coming to you or you're dealing with it right now. But I see only really a strong feeling. In the middle of depression, or recession, not depression, a recession going through, I see feel real good with you. What's your product?
I'm actually in construction.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, so if you're the bringer together of people or you do the plans, you have good money coming to you. I feel really good with you. Good for you. I don't get to say that to many people. Okay?
Great. Thank you.
All right. You betcha.
All right.
Good night, sir. And before I go to the next call, I did see a question. You like the movie Starman? Don't know about past life, but I thought that was good. Let's see here. I think I saw a question in cap. Much love and peace. We'll need to think about what she told me. Thanks so much for being. Oh, I love all those comments. I love how you guys go back and forth. If you have a reply, if you ask me a question in person, I feel like I've read everybody really clear tonight. It's wonderful. And I do have electrical storm outside. I don't know. They told me the monsoon was over, and we had rain all over our valley. And some of you may not be aware that I'm near Tucson, but actually Tombstone. I'm next door to Tombstone, Arizona. Okay, so area code 516. Who's this speaking?
Hi, this is Allie.
Oh, hi, Allie. And tell me, what state are you calling from?
New York.
Oh, another New York. Good grief. You kids really stay up late. Allie, how can I help you tonight?
I was just wondering if you see communication with me and Andrew coming soon.
Is he been in your life and he's left and you want to know if he's going to call you back? Is that it or if he's broken up?
No, we didn't break up. It's nothing like that. I just,
I don't see you breaking up. I think he's too busy to get in touch with you. I think he's lazy or you need to train him how to treat you better.
Okay. Do you see communication coming soon?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, sometimes when I just knew you were going to talk about that, I felt really soon. But soon could be a long time for you. So I want to see this 2 days or before 2 weeks. My call would be before a week is up. Now, have you been dating very long?
2 years.
I think you need to have a little talk with this man. I think you either talk to him and straighten it out.
It's been long distance. That's why it's really rocky.
Oh, my gosh, girl. That's so hard. That is very hard. I want to share with the audience, we have 20 people in here tonight. I've talked to so many thousands of people, including you, girl, who have relationships, whether it's short or long distance. I have found over time that if you don't solidify relationships so you know your intent and what his intent is, we have a tendency to burn out on each other. So I want you to do me a favor and decide when you hang up and tomorrow, what do you really want from this relationship? And I want you to convey it to your man. Figure out what can happen because we have a tendency to let it go on and on thinking it's going to happen and sometimes it doesn't just because of time. It just burns. Can you do that for me?
Well, he asked me to move and it's been relaxed on my part.
Okay. So you need to start thinking about what is your intent with this relationship. If you really cannot move, then do you both yourself a favor and don't drag it out. You need to really think about it, girl. And then I say to my people, if you're going to move and you don't have a job there, you find a job first, and then you move. Because a lot of times when people touch base with me after they've moved without a direction, then they end up breaking up because they can't find a job, and they move back. Make sure all your ducks in a row, girl.
Okay. I'd give them a little bit more time.
Yeah, I would give them a little bit more time, but what I feel is not happening is both of you need an intent. He has an intent for you. What is your intent?
Okay.
All right, sweet. I'm sorry.
Okay, thank you. No, it's fine. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. and I just looked into the chat room fast here. So I want to, error code 410, I just love answering these questions. I found it interesting in the movie Dead Again that the characters had switched places. I do feel like that happens often. And then when kids call me and they want to have answers, they want to do a past life regression, or they want me to peer and look at the past. Remember earlier the lady called and I saw two men. One was in her life now as a son. I described her son. Can't do that unless I can see, right? So in a past life, I do feel like they were connected, but that doesn't mean he was her son then. It could be the roles were reversed. She could have been his daughter. So I feel like that happens over and over. And sometimes when people get to me and they have a relationship where someone's dominant, it could be that in a past life that was what it was, and it is your role in this life to be equal. You don't have to stand there with a frying pan in your hand. You kids have heard me. Young people would call me and I says, get that frying pan out. Well, I would never hit someone with a frying pan. It's kind of like a symbol. But what I say is you stand your ground and say, this is who I am. And if it's not fair, pardon me, if it's not equal, you have to evaluate the relationship and ask yourself, what are you getting out of the relationship? And can you fix it and can you be equal? And if you can't do it this lifetime, I actually said that. I lost somebody in this lifetime. And I said, if I can't do this in this lifetime, I want it next lifetime. Well, it's been so many years. Now I don't know if I want it to do it next time, but I might have already committed myself. So we have to believe in this, and it can happen. It really is. Okay, I want to go to area code 410. What Dreams May Come, wonderful movie, What Dreams May Come with Robin Williams. And Robin Williams actually had a very small role in Dead Again. Absolutely, I'd forgotten all about that. I've done a lot of readings, and it appears that we do survive. I've seen too many spirit people around my clientele. And in the movie, What Dreams May Come, the heaven looks like that to me. The hell as we know it, is very quiet and dark. So the journey of Robin Williams to look for his wife, I've never seen fire, brimstone, ships on fire, people drowning in the oceans, I've never seen that. But I have seen the dark bubble of remorse. And they, people tell me that that is hell, self-created. So I'm going to go to area code 410, and it's not coming up. Okay, let's try it again. Oh, phew, it worked. I love it when this happens over and over. It works for me. Area code 410, who am I talking to?
You're talking
Hello?
Forward, how you doing?
Oh, boy, the volume is really...
can you hear me now?
Yeah, it's very light. I don't know if any people in the chat room can hear me. I'll turn my volume up just a little bit. What's your first name, sir?
Moving forward, I'm a BTR listener. Wanted to get your view on Kate, and if you can tell me a little bit about what's going on with her. She's
what state
daughter.
Are you calling from?
Maryland.
Maryland? And like I said, it's not real hard, easy to hear you. Kate, K-A-T-E, is
yes.
this a lady? Is this a lady friend of yours or a daughter?
My daughter. Mm-hmm.
How would you ask? What would you ask about Kate?
What's ahead?
And how old is she now?
13.
Wow, that's a very interesting age. Is she? Sorry, I don't mean to ask that. I'm talking to a lot of kids right now, families who've lost children. Is this a girl that's alive?
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry to ask you like that, but remember, people are alive to me, whether they're in the bodies or not. I want to share something with you that's kind of interesting about her. She shows me a masculine personality, a masculine soul. And so that's not a wrong or bad thing, but you're going to find her not defiant, but strong-minded and strong-willed at times. So even though you see her as very feminine, she's very deep in her mind, and I'm not sure I know what that means. Is she a sturdy-bodied girl?
She's an average girl.
Average girl. I feel that she's sturdy-bodied. I went through a program years ago called Tough Love. Sorry, everybody. I've had allergies here. And sometimes we have to allow them to make mistakes, and it makes me feel like if she's making mistakes, it's to get attention. Is that what's going on?
No.
Okay, then I'm misunderstanding the question, because it feels like she has determination in her mind, and I'm not sure what the question you're asking then.
Okay.
What if you could narrow it down? No one knows who you are, okay? What is she doing that I can address?
She is sick.
I love her soul. It's very determined and very strong. So even if she's sick, and I mean, could be very ill, I wouldn't know. It's not being shown to me. She'll do everything she can to stand her ground. So sometimes if she's that ill, if she's really that ill and you're telling me that ill, then she's going to stay as long as she can and or recover, because she just shows me a masculine, strong soul. What is she suffering with?
No, I'm afraid to share, but...
Okay, don't share. Email me. Email me at nancy@nancymats.com. Over public air, all the states are listening. It's really hard to talk about this. So do me a favor, and Maryland, email me, and I'll discuss this further with you, okay?
Okay, thanks for taking my call.
Nancy@nancymats.com. You bet.
Bye.
He's hanging up. Hopefully he's listening. I deal with a lot of people with very ill people in their lives. And a lady called me about a week ago, and she was talking about a parent. I can't remember if it was a man or woman. I do this so often. And even though the body was breaking, the soul was not ready to go. Have you ever heard stories about people who held on for years or months, and no one thought they would last that long? It's because the will of the soul is very great. And when I deal with people with sick children or dying children, people with children who passed away, I don't know what the reason is. I don't know if the universe makes mistakes and that things happen, but this is not my child. If it were my child, I wouldn't like my answer that I just said. So that's why I want this young man who has a sick child to call me or email me, and I'll be watching for it, okay? Have a question. It's very difficult, listeners, to answer that on public air like that. I have a question here. Can you tell me about my past life? Only we have time. And then that kind of question underneath there really caught my eye. Tom, can you explain what space alien DNA is? The building blocks of the universe is in every living creature. So if an alien is living, I'd be guessing. Dr. Borland out of Sacramento, California, could probably give you a better answer. HEMITITE, when you asked me about a past life, I want to say, this is going to be kind of different, I see you plowing the ground, and I see you behind an animal, but I would only be guessing. What is interesting, they're showing me Australia. So I want to say that you are a farmer. I don't think it was most recent past life, but look at the history of Australia. It is not a horse that you're behind. It looks like a big brown bull or cow of some sort, but a solitary life, and I do see you as a man. What makes it interesting is I see a very unusual hat. I'm being shown the continent of Australia, and I'm seeing a very broad brim black hat. It's not, I don't believe it's America's. So you need to look at Australia's history and look for a big rim black hat. You have jeans on that are loose with suspenders. When people ask me, oh, well, I was part of the Old West, Australia, Americas, and a lot of South America had the Old West. So you need to look at that and tell me what I'm picking up, okay? FYEEZA, Nancy, if you have time between calls, could you tell me what Mitch is doing for a living? Girl, that is so hard. Have you seen the yellow pages of the telephone book? If I said Mitch, whether he did this the last job or he's going to, I wouldn't know. Stationary feeling, that's all I can pick up. I don't know if he was, I would be guessing. Sorry, girl. Tom, remember I said, please, one question. Can you tell me if it's my genetic makeup? I don't even know what you mean by that, guy. Sorry. Jenny says, does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? You know, I think, Jenny, it depends how long you chew it. That's a good one. Pisces lady, my husband keeps coming and looking at me. I'm laughing so hard. He's a spirit person, everybody. She lost her husband. I had a gal have a reading today, and she says her grandfather kept showing up, and she's going through a period of anger. And he said to her, you're so angry that you wouldn't expect me, so I came in instead. So we had a little talk about that. The metaphysical board game, I feel like it's going to do really well. Put brighter colors on it. For some reason, I want to say, get the eye of attention. Now, I want to go to the air, area code 757. Who's talking, please?
This is Kathy.
Oh, Kathy as in Blog Talk Radio, Kathy?
No.
Okay.
I am a blog. I know who you're talking.
What state are you from? What state are you calling from?
I said Virginia.
Virginia. Hello, hello,
right.
Virginia. And Kathy, what can I do for you tonight?
Well, I was interested in the past life.
Hold on.
Okay.
For yourself, or do you have somebody around you're asking about?
For me.
They tell me, now remember, just what I'm speaking to. They tell me that you were a strong man in a past life, long and lanky with brown hair. You do like your independence, but you like money. What is interesting to me is that you live in Virginia. I call these the 13 colonies. They want me to think that you live Virginia North versus Virginia South. I feel like you were married to a brown-haired woman and you had a son. In this lifetime, do you recognize your husband as a past life partner?
No.
I'm trying to figure out why they want me to see you as this man. What was your role? I think that you had a very loving family. You traveled a lot. I think you came to the States. I don't know that you were born in the States. But I'm not sure that I hear you speaking another language. It makes me think you're speaking English. The brown-haired woman is quite petite. The son has lighter hair than the both of you. I feel like you left, like North Fork, Virginia. You came in inland and then went north. I'm trying to figure out what the why they want me to see all that, or why you do. I just feel like you had a really good life. It makes me think that there was no pavement on streets. So it was a time when people came to the States in ships. And I feel like it was a really good life. Do you feel like in this lifetime that you've, and I mean this sincerely, have you been rewarded?
No. It's been a really bad life.
It's really been a terrible life, bad life.
Yeah.
from my lips to God's ears, I think we need to turn it around. This is a really nice life I'm getting. I'm not getting hardship. If there was, I'm not picking it up.
Oops, I lost you.
Pardon me?
I lost you.
Oh, I'm so sorry. The connection, we do have lightning here. And when we have lightning, people do tell me. I want to say it was a simple life, but a very satisfying life. If this is being shown to me to tell you that better things are ahead, I want to say that. I like your soul. You're very strong, and you will not give up easily. So based on that, I think you have good things coming to you. Oh, we lost her. When we have lightning in our area, we can lose connections, and I'm really sorry about that. There seems to be, I don't know who this is in the chat room, so tell me. Tom, you brought up something very interesting. You have asked a general question for the room, and I'd like to answer it. You kids are really having fun in here. I love you. I did a class. I had a class in the late 1980s. It was the Celestial Prophecies. And there was a gal, we lived in Loomis, California, And there was a gal that introduced me to a group of people, and the military man that I connected with wanted to ask me if I knew anything about this. And at the time, I was so overwhelmed that I didn't know how to answer him because I wasn't into metaphysics. But he said to me that he had visited his child, a daughter, in an apartment complex, and next door they'd had a fire. And the firemen were carrying out a carpet. And the carpet was too heavy for the one man, and he had a little bit too much above the shoulder than below the shoulder. So he's starting to tip over. And when the man, he had climbed, walked up the steps to the daughter's apartment, and within seconds, he found himself behind the man holding up the carpet. And, of course, I didn't know how to answer to that, Tom. And he said that happened 3 times in his life. Later on, when the daughter married and had a male child, I think he said the child was under 10, they were going to the shopping mall. And have you ever been to a mall that's more than one level but very open, and you can see upstairs an escalator coming down? They were upstairs, and he was downstairs. They did not see him until all of a sudden they waved, and he had such an urge to want to be there that within seconds he appeared right next to them. I can't remember the third one. I'm sure the man has passed away. He was a World War II veteran. I have always remembered that, but I do believe that thought transference is how spirit moves. The movie Dune is one of my favorite movies because in there was the first time I had the idea that we could fold time. I think it's only a matter of time, not the pun, excuse me on that, but I think it's a matter of time before we use our minds to control our environment and how we move about. How many times have you people been in a car accident or an incident or even in a loving embrace when all time has slowed down? I think we have a mechanism within us that we can slow down or speed up our own existing time. Human beings, we're stuck on a planet that twirls around 27,000 miles an hour going around the sun. And I think the dynamics of gravity is a mental thing that we can overcome. How Dr. Makatu Shute, whatever his name is, he talked about all the time, one of my favorite radio shows on Sunday afternoon. And he does have a MySpace, Kaku, Dr. Kaku. He talks about matter and time. It's my one of my favorite topics. So anybody, that's my impression. Okay. So let me think here. What was that question? I think you kids are also fun in here. Just going scrolling down. Okay, the other thing I want to bring up, Sarah's question. Thank you for putting in caps. I really appreciate it. Phobias and tendencies is something a past life regression can help you overcome. I've been studying past life regression work lately, and years and years ago, I gave a talk. And I started giving information spontaneously. This was in Placerville, California. And it was upstairs in an old mining building. And I looked at a young boy, and I saw him drowning in the belly of a ship. And what was interesting is there must have been some kind of event. And he went to the belly of the ship where the cargo was. And he went there for safety. So my feeling was, because it looked like wood inside, that it was some kind of a ship that transported. Now, remember, it could be any continent, any ethnicity, and he drowned. And he was like 15, 16 years old, and his mother, she just got so amazingly excited. She said, "This boy is on a swim team." And I went, "Wow, he overcame the drowning." She says, "Oh, no, he hasn't. He has never been able to take a bath. When he was a child, they had a baby. They had to hold him in a shower to wash him. Because as even an infant, when they put him in a tub of water where he was in a confined environment, he would scream and be out of control. On a swim team, when you cannot see the borders, then he wasn't feeling that confinement." Isn't that amazing? She did get back to me, and just my bringing that up, even at 15, 16, he would not take a bath. It was always a shower. She got back to me within a few weeks and said that he was over that phobia and fear. That's a past life intrusion. The other one that passed like intrusion was a gal that I did a reading for when she started talking to me about this love relationship. Unbeknownst to her, I was witnessing a two-story building of wood. Wood structures are in existence today, but remember, she was a young woman about 15 years ago, and I saw her house burn up with three of her six children. And it was shown to me that her spirit died, though her body didn't. And in the building, in the fire, she had lost her favorite child. So I told her in this lifetime that it would be surprising. She had not told me anything about her yet. I said, I'd be surprised if she were married and if she had children. And that was a point of her call to me, is that she was asked to marry somebody, but he wanted children, and she did not. So the crutch of her, the idea of her talking to me, was the idea that she was afraid of bearing children in this lifetime, but that was the first thing I brought up, was the fire in which she lost her favorite child. So I'm amazed at times the synchronicitous way I bring up something, even if I'm not wanting to talk about it, if I see a picture, it oftentimes relates right now. And it could be that we have intrusions of more than one life in the same lifetime. I think that the one named H-E-M-I-T-I-T-E, remember kids, not more than one question, I did read it. Meeting her again as friend, not relationship, but I don't know if Kim will talk to you. How's that? Welcome, spirits. Only have time since the very last one question. My dad was just diagnosed with colon cancer and made blood clots. Wow. He will get through this one episode, but he's going to be very sick, and I cannot promise he's over the cancer, girl. Sorry. Hi, Karen. Tom says, I've been at work where it feels like time has sped up. The gal I talked to this afternoon says her time at work has slowed down. We have 8 minutes. I want to talk real fast. When you dread something, time goes slower. When you have nothing to look forward to in the future, then time slows down even more. So if you don't have outside hobbies that you can think about during the day or goals to look forward to, your time in an unpleasant environment will slow down. So watch that, okay? Okay. Can we control time or can we move so fast nobody can see us? I just said that, Tom. That's this gentleman that I had talked to 20 years ago, and that has never left my mind. I believe that we can control not time, but distance. And I think we can move from one spot to the other. I think psychologically we do slow time down. Share with you, most of you don't know, I was in a bad car accident at 18. Speeding and coming in the other direction was a young man who got out of control, hit the center divider, flipped in the air, and came on top of my car. And after the car accident was over, the police were talking, how did I know where to turn the steering wheel, because we were killed. And the only thing I remember thinking is I actually gave it thought, that in those tenth of a second, I was actually thinking about how to get over there and out of his way. So I had a full-fledged, in-my-mind conversation within tenths of a second. So I do believe I slowed down time, at least in my mind, and it's happened a few times in my life, that I remember time going so slow that I was having conversations in my mind. Okay? Pisces lady, interesting question. They're showing me a woman of clothing as in a Peruvian lifetime. I see her bent over, and she's making a pastry or bread. I feel like two or three children. It almost makes me think she had a couple of husbands. She looks in her late 50s, early 60s, but she's absolutely gorgeous with all the floral. I think that she loved her life, in that she's not in remorse of any kind, and I feel like she had beautiful clothing on because that was what she was able to wear. Be curious, Pisces lady, if you have a feeling of bread, altitude, Peruvian, mountain, South America, be curious if you could answer that. That was amazing. Usually I don't get that fast. Karen, I wonder if the intrusions are from parallel lives. In the late middle 90s, I had a gentleman at Cannonelli, Spirit of Grace, Citrus Heights, California. He was in the audience. He asked me one night, he says, Nancy, when you do a reading and you feel uncomfortable with the answer, where are you or wrong or not, do you believe you reached too far and went into a parallel life? And that was the very first time that had ever come into my thoughts. Since then, I have talked to 2, 3, 4 people who've given me the idea that they've blended and melded into another life existence, parallel lives, parallel universes. Shadow people could be parallel lives. Diana, The Travels of Diana, will be a book on her parallel lives that she was witnessing. How many of you, I had cancer, thought I was going to die. At times, I almost can feel the other lifetimes where I didn't die, but other choices were made for me. Say you want to do something, but you feel you shouldn't, but you're going to do this. Well, perhaps in another lifetime, you did make that choice. On my website, Stephen Hawking, if you look him up, one of the articles he's written that he's contributed, like I said, 15, 20 years ago, was on parallel universes and multiple dimensions. And I do believe that when we go down the road and we have choices to make, both choices could be in front of us. And a person like myself can see one life, the choice going that way, and then another life choice going the other way. I can almost read both of them. So it makes me think that a parallel life will take that other choice. So, Karen, that was a terrific question. I really believe it could be true. Let's see. We only have 3 minutes left. I would like to give, Angel Wings, should I try my soap business ideas as a side job deal until I finish school? You will, but I don't want you to be disappointed. I want you to think outside the box and say, if I were to promote this or do something with it, how daring can I be? I have a sense of disappointment if you don't stretch, okay? All right. So then I see you said, I'm making my own homemade soap and selling it. How many businesses across the United States can you promote by sending your website to? Because if they don't know you're out there, they can't help promote you or cross-link you. My website is nancymatz.com, and I am connected to Karen in, where is she here? I think her name is, yes, Karen the Hypnotist. And she and I are looking into hitchhikers. And these are spirit people that are stuck, not ghosties or people who are haunting, but people who are confused. So if you want more on this, get hold of me and I'll connect you to her. And she lives in Sacramento, California. I'm also connected to CaliforniaHaunts.org. I'm a remote viewer for that group. And she and I do every other Sunday. You can find that out on my website, nancymatz.com. Webcam. So you can actually see what I look like, everybody. We do a webcam. 5 o'clock on Sundays, California time, and the second or third Wednesday of each month. This Wednesday, Mass Paranormal will be on California Haunts Blog Talk Radio, and I'll be on next week, and we're going to talk on all kinds of paranormal. So get to those websites, and I almost have 30 seconds left. Let me think here. Is a quick question. I really had fun with your group tonight. Well, thank you for typing that in, Pisces lady. I just love talking to all of you. I wish I had more time. Unfortunately, I can't give a lot of time to each question, but I do the best I can. This is what I do for a living, and I'm a psychic medium. So if you want more from me, go to my website, everybody. Thank you very much. I look forward to next week. And so we had guest 2863, Asteroid, Kathy, Karen, Angel Wing, Pisces lady, Miss Ryder, Jenny Davis, Blue Diamond, Sherry Lee, Allie, It's an Angel, I-T-S-U-R, Angel, Black Widow, Nathan, Tom, Welcome Spirits, and that's just what's left in the room. Thank you, everybody, for coming. We're just about ready to get off the air. So maybe I'll play the ad that was given to me. I had an ad on Coast to Coast AM, and it was created and played out of Sacramento, California for Coast to Coast. Good night, everybody.
Okay, some of you may think this is weird, but I loved it. I've been wanting to talk to a psychic medium for some time now, but never knew who to trust. I learned about Nancy Matz through a friend of mine and decided to take a chance and call her. I learned about my children, my job, and other fun mystical stuff. I was so impressed. She was right on with so many things. After talking to Nancy Matz, I walked away feeling great. Call her, 916-773-1657 or nancymatz.com. That's nancymatz.com.